he could write the words to a parallel hymn to now, presumably to be called Then. Herb replied that if Carl could compose the tune, he could write the words and they would introduce it at Vespers that evening. Hold it, this is all. So they both set out their tasks, and Carl delivered his tune to Herb first. A few hours later, Herb came back with the words, but instead of then, the word had morphed to thine. And Herb said that it was pretty close and more biblical. So that's how this hymn got written. But I just got another part of the story just this week when Norma Ahmet Nelson and I, our musician tonight, when we were one of them, when we were talking about this service, and I was telling her that story, and she said, there's more. She was the editor at Augsburg Publishing when the hymn was published. And she noted that Carl Schalk was going back and forth on the tune name. That's that little funny word you see at the lower right hand of a hymn. And his first name for the tune was Now and Then. But Norma said they had to pressure him to pick one because, for copyright reasons, they had to get it done, and he settled on Thine, which is what it's now called. So, and Norma still has the correspondence, though, from Carl Schalk that says, Now and Then. So there's another part of history and another Holden and Herb memories. When we come to that hymn, you have both ELWs and With One Voice in your books. And we decided to have you open With One Voice for that hymn because it has the harmonies in it. So, and when we sing the last verse of that hymn, that will be for all of Holden Faith and Light who join with us on Thanksgiving on this night. As I said, the service comes from all different parts of Holden life, and as we begin, we'll be singing Let Us Go Now to the Banquet, which is also in Spanish, and feel free to sing in Spanish as we go along, as we remember the great gift that the community of Abriendo Caminos is for Holden Village in this century. So please stand as you are able as we begin.
Thank you.
the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love is supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from Deuteronomy. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, "Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us." When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God: "A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number, and there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders, and he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house." Word of God, word of life.
A reading from Philippians. Keep on rejoicing in the Lord always. Again, I say, keep on rejoicing. The joy of the Lord produces this. Let your magnanimity be known to everybody. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanks, let your requests be known to God. Cast your bread upon the waters, and it will come back buttered. And the peace of God over everything beyond understanding will stand guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. For the rest, brothers and sisters, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is awe-inspiring, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is winsome, lovely, if anything is excellent, if anything is praiseworthy, keep on embracing these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, keep on practicing these things, and the word, the God of peace, will be with you. Word of God, word of life.
When they found Jesus on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them, Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God has set his seal. Then they said to him, What must we do to perform the works of God? Jesus answered them, This is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom God has sent. So they said to Jesus, What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, God gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is God who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to Jesus, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for bringing us safely to the close of this day. We thank you for the surprising gift of Holden Village and for all the blessings of hospitality, generosity, and friendship that have come to us over these 50 years. Nourish us always in your gracious gift of Jesus, the bread of life. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, God's grace and peace be with you this night and always. Amen. What would Holden Village be without bread? Bread was first baked regularly in the Holden kitchen starting in the summer of 1973. They used to get it from the Judy Jane Bakery in Chelan. It was a lot of bread to slice by hand, you know. So Carol Hinderly, the first director of Holden, who never hesitated to ask anyone for anything and everything at all times and in all places, started asking around in Wenatchee and Chelan for a bread slicer. While director at Holden, everywhere Carol went, he would say, "I'm here working for your village," whether the folk had any clue about Holden Village. It got their attention. That year, the Safeway in Wenatchee gave a bread slicer to Holden, and that same machine is still slicing Holden bread today. Now, I served as village pastor from 1976 to 1978, and again in 2009 and 2010. In both those terms, I had a rather interesting relationship with the kitchen in the matter of bread for communion. Now, I was going to tell you three stories in chronological order, but I understand that Larry Gockel preempted me at the microphone at dinner, so I'm going to tell them backwards. Currently at Holden, back in the olden days there, the loaf of bread was always the same. It was always a round loaf scored in the top with a cross. These days, one of the joys of presiding is not really knowing what the bread will be until it's offered and unwrapped at the table as it's prepared for the meal. It might be round, it might be a Pullman loaf, it might be white bread, it might be rye bread, it might be regular Holden bread or a lovely sweet loaf. It might even be cinnamon rolls. That's happened. The last Sunday of August in 2010, my last as village pastor, appeared to be like any other. There was the bread I unwrapped and thought to myself, oh good, a Pullman loaf, my favorite, the easiest to break. Larry Gockel told you the story. It came time to break the bread. It simply wouldn't break. I couldn't figure out what the problem was. I could see Chris Tao and the other kitchen folk with big grins on their faces. They came up to help, and you know the story. There was a 2x2 piece of wood in there. It was surprising and hilarious, and we all laughed for a long time. Go back 3 decades, and in the spring of 1978, still in Koinonia, the smallest population in the village, I go to break the bread during the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God, while everyone is singing. I should have known better. I could see Paul Hinderly kind of tipping back on his chair and with a funny smile on his face. I broke the bread open and there was a fortune in it. It was just cut off from the bottom of the Holden stationery with the theme from 1977, which was All the Fullness of God. But the first one had happened earlier that year, sometime during 1977-78. Fritz Norsted, who was a pastor and pastor care theologian, was the interim director during those times. He occasionally preached on Sunday night. It was winter and we were in Koinonia. And in those days, many of you remember the big fire hood that came down over the top of the rock ring, and often there was a fire in it. So we sat down at Eucharist for everything except the reading of the gospel. We were at the end of the communion liturgy. The congregation was singing the Lamb of God, and I went to break the bread. And as I said, it was a round loaf with it was scored. I have rather small hands, and it had stayed in the oven too long. The crust was very tough, and they'd forgot to score it. So I couldn't, there was no way I could break that bread. Fritz was sitting next to me and with his feet up on the ring with his one leg over the other. He put out his hand, I handed him the bread. He broke it over his knee. And someone in the back started singing, "Let us break bread together on our knees." And we all laughed and laughed. Now, in some settings, these things would be seen as irreverent or disrespectful. But at the table at Holden, it is all contained in the central joy of the meal itself, the rejoicing around the table, Mary Hinderly's translation of Philippians 4. The joy of the Lord produces this in us. And it spills over, then, into the essential hilarity of community life. Laughter is a gateway to God's grace, and Holden, at these times of laughter, even in the midst of the most serious activity of Christian weekly faith, only increases our remembrance of what God has done for us in Christ. It tells us exactly what Jesus says in the gospel. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. If you come with laughter or sorrow, if you come in any way at all, Jesus' words are the same, and the gift is the same. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. Now, this is the end of our gospel text tonight. And just before this text, John has reported Jesus' feeding of the 5,000. Everyone's full of loaves, as Jesus says, and that's their interest. They got to eat the bread. And what a miracle it was. Jesus tells them there's a bigger picture, more than just a little miracle. They tell him they remember about the manna in the wilderness. Wasn't that a pretty big deal? Jesus tells them that the bread that comes down from heaven for the life of the world is the bread they want. And their request then is a good one. Give us this bread always. At Holden, we have bread in so many ways. We eat it day in and day out in the dining hall. I'm sure lots of you have eaten midnight toast. And then there's that one slice of bread with peanut butter that even if you're on a diet, you have to have it at least once. And hovering around the toaster to make sure the exact piece you put in comes out. And making sure that it doesn't go clunk, just as the room is quiet for a man's prayer. And then there's that sandwich that tastes so good after a long morning's hike. But bread at Holden is far more than our physical nourishment. It is also the conversations in Koinonia, the shared work we know, the friendships that have grown there, the hospitality shared, the books discovered and read, the music played, the hymns sung, the hugs of consolation and joy, the laughter that rings out in lodge hallways and on Main Street. I think we should put signs up above the kitchen counter, over the doors of Koinonia, Fireside and Creekside, over the library in the village center. It might be good on the buses where the enigmatic, the ride up is free, the trip down is costly signs were. These new signs would say, give us this bread always. This daily bread, sustaining and supporting our community life and conversation, helping us know what it means to be fed so that we can feed the hungry in body, mind, and spirit. And the center of it all would be a sign on the balcony above the altar in the village center. Here we are reminded over all these 50 years that the bread that nourishes our life together at Holden Village is the bread that is the gift of the crucified one, the very bread of life. With the cup of salvation, we are the community of God's people, strengthened in this wonderful, miraculous, hilarious place to be people of justice and peace and the abundant love of God. And again, the translation of Philippians 4 with her little quip of cast your bread upon the waters and it will come back buttered. That's about sharing so generously with what we have with a world in need that we then, with all the world, can live in the great joy of the life God has given us in Christ. Larry and I were at Holden a couple weeks ago, and one day I watched a young woman, a third-generation Holden person, showing some friends new to the village all around. She might have told them this was the best thing since sliced bread. She didn't need to say anything. Her joy in the place and her joy in sharing it were evident of the nourishment it is for her. As I watched her, I thought of the simple miracle of Holden. Actually, I always think it's a miracle that anybody goes there. It's so hard to get there. But it is as good as the loaves feeding the 5,000 with baskets left over. manna falling from the sky into that mountain valley for the sustenance of so many for all these years. So now, tonight, we, this part of the Holden Village community, come again in this place to this hungry feast, to this gift of the bread of life given again for us, Jesus present here with us. And we celebrate the strength of this feast that holds Holden, and give thanks with all the Holden saints for such a gift. On this night, we give thanks for Holden Village, but mostly we give thanks for God's grace in Jesus that gathers us as one at Holden and throughout the world. Amen. The hymn is a little text by Jane Parker Huber that I found to be a really nice one for anniversaries of all kinds. So make that part of our Holden celebration. Please stand as you are able.
Response to each petition, hear our prayer. Let us pray. On this special day, we give thanks and we pray for that wonderful place of your creation, Holden Village. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for the ways we have been loved, cared for, called to repentance, empowered to serve, and inspired to practice the ways of justice and peace because of this precious place. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for the gifts of this community, the music and poetry, proclamation, art, craft, literature, gifts which flowed from this place and renews our lives. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for the tears that have been shed in this place, tears of our own for the pain of the world and for the pain of others. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for the spirit of joy, renewal, hilarity, humor, kindness, unity, evident through the years. We also admit that there have been times of conflict, misunderstanding, and hurt. We give thanks to you, O Lord, for your forgiveness and promises of new life. Lord, in your mercy. And finally, O God of love, we give thanks for your love and your power that has sustained Holden through the years. In times of joy and sorrow, times of happiness and times of weeping, misunderstanding, Lord, in your mercy. And O God of justice and mercy, lead us into your future, confident of your love and forgiveness, thankful for all you have blessed by this place, Lord, in your mercy. And finally, O God of love, save us from crabbiness, dissension, that united in you, we may grow into your future and move into your future, confident of your forgiveness when we fail, even more confident of your love for us and for this wonderful and sacred place. Fill us, O Lord, with your never-ending love, your joy, your laughter, and holy hilarity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
stand as you are able. Church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Surprising gifts, explorers and miners, forerunners and latecomers, over eons and especially for these 50 years of Holden Village. We give you thanks for your dear son, at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, gathering us all even now. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup,
gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way at the table to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering, within this meal, among your people, throughout the world, disturbing our comfort, healing our blindness. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit in your church without end.
Amen.
You are invited to pray the Lord's Prayer in whatever way is most familiar and comforting to you. We pray for all things we need in the words Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil, the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. This is Christ's table and not our own. All are welcome to the feast of life. Come, for all is prepared. You can be seated. There will be two lines. We're doing it like at Holden Village. So in front of the altar, there will be two lines, bread in the middle going out, and there will be the chalice of grape juice. There are cups for grape juice and baskets. We don't have enough little cups, so when we run out, you can drink from the chalice or dip your bread into the wine.
stand as you are able. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Let us pray. O God,
at this table.